What I am my own special creation. So come, take a look, give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say, hey world, I am what I am. I am what I am. I don't want praise, I don't want pity. I bang my own drum, some think it's nice, I think it's pretty. And so what if I love each feather and each spangle? Why not try and see things from a different angle? You're like a sham till you can shout out
WGXC.
I am what I am.
We are what we are. Isn't that right?
I am what I am. And what I am needs no excuses.
This is Live by Life.
I deal my own deck. Sometimes the ace, sometimes the deuce.
WGXC.
There's one life, and there's no return, no deposit. One life, so it's time to open up your closet.
Open up your closet.
Not worth the damn. Till you can say, hey world, I am what I am.
That's right. Yes, indeed. Wow. Welcome, dear friends, dear listeners, WGXC. And we've got a great show this morning. And our guest, who we're going to introduce in just a second, is the reason we played that opening song, I Am What I Am, sung by Michael Doerr from The Birdcage Follies, or La Cage aux Follies, I think is how you pronounce it. But yes, let's turn to Sean McDonald here. Do you want to give the introduction?
Welcome, WGXC listeners, to Camp Al Hudson's Live by Life program. You're in the Catskill Studios. With me are the other members of our radio troupe. Can you name yourselves, please?
Matthew Whitney Harrington.
Kelly Ann McCon.
And I'm Michael Hoy. Welcome.
Today we have a special guest. His name is Onat Sanchez Schwartz, who is the executive director of Camp Al Hudson and has been part of the Camp Al movement for 25 years. Originally from the Philippines, his degree in psychology, counseling psychology, and also completed the Camp Al Hudson Academy program in curative education. Onat currently resides in the town of Philmont, New York. Welcome, Onat.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, and you can pull the microphone very close, like right in front of you, and that way the listeners will hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Yeah.
Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, and thank you for joining us. We know you're a very busy person. Dear friends, we have some questions that we want to ask. We didn't want to forget them, so we wrote them down. So Kelly, do you want to take it away?
Yes, sir. I have the first question. What part of the Philippines were you born and raised, and what was life like there?
Well, there are three major islands in the Philippines, and they're Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. That's basically north, central, and south. And I came from the north, the northern part of the Philippines. It's in a little island called Bulacan. And it's a province, and I remember we're inland, so there's not, we're not close to the water, because the Philippines is composed of 7,100 islands, right? And
wow.
Many of the places are close to the water, but we are not. We're inland. And what was it like? So my mother worked for the Central Bank of the Philippines, and the Central Bank made a development and to provide housing to their employees. So where I grew up, I basically knew everybody because they were the children of my mother's coworkers. It's almost like a community, like what we have in Campbell Hudson.
Wow. And you lived there in that particular area throughout your childhood?
That's right. I lived there until I finished college, in fact. Yes, so I lived there for almost 20 years.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Matthew, do you want to
talk about your heritage and Jewish background?
Cultural background.
Yeah, cultural background. So the Philippines is more than 90% Catholic.
Wow.
I grew up Catholic too.
I didn't know it was 90%.
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's right. For over 300 years, we were Spain's colony, and we received education and religion from Spain, and that meant Catholicism. And I grew up being involved with the church. I was first an altar boy, and when I was older and I couldn't be an altar boy anymore, then I joined the choir. So I participated. Yay,
bell for choir. Oh my God.
I remember. Yeah. Yes, I remember learning how to play the piano, because the parish priest of our church needed someone to learn how to play the piano. And he said, I'll pay for a piano teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned how to do that. I grew up knowing that I am different. I grew up knowing that maybe these days we would call them as non-binary. I wasn't quite a boy enough, but I'm not quite a girl either. And so I've always been very comfortable being in my feminine self.
That takes me to maybe another question. But so you did go to university, but what did you do? Yeah, I don't know if you said what you did and majored in university, and also curious what you did after university, because I heard you actually were a lecturer for a short time before Camp Hill life. So yeah.
That's
what
right.
did you study and yeah. afterwards? Yeah.
Yeah. So I went to the University of Santo Tomas, which is the Royal Pontifical University of the Philippines. It's the biggest Catholic university in the Philippines, a private college. And I studied a Bachelor of Science in Psychology. So that's my undergrad. And after being, you know, after school, I had several jobs, and two of which, the longest ones of them would be, I was the HR supervisor at an oil shipping company. And because of that job, I was able to travel to several islands because my work would send me to those islands. Maybe 2 or 2.5 years before I moved to the U.S., I started my master's degree in clinical psychology. And then I was hired by the university where I was enrolled, and it's called the University of the Philippines, to be a psychology lecturer. Yes.
A psychology lecturer. So talking about Freud and other well-known theories and
yes,
I also majored in psychology.
Oh.
I'll give one bell ring for
wonderful
for studying.
Wow.
Yeah, I studied all those everybody else's theories.
Yes, that's true.
Well, I was thinking too. You know, well, of course, maybe you started university in your late teens, maybe, but you had this other song. So Onat was the one who, I'm not very good at French, but Onat said, "Oh, I Am What I Am" is one of my favorite songs. I haven't heard it in a long time, so it was nice to hear that. I really like it. But then you have a different song, At 17, by, maybe you could say a little bit about this artist as we'll play, you know, a little bit of it in yeah. between our questions. Yeah.
Yeah. So At 17, I believe was originally sang by Janice Ian, if that's her name. Not very familiar with her, but this one is a rendition by the most famous pop diva of the Philippines, and her name is Regine Ooh. Velasquez.
Okay. A bell ring for Regine Velasquez. Doing At 17. We'll play a little bit of this. What is it about that song, Onat, that that you enjoy? And when did you first hear it? Yeah, well, what age were you when you heard it?
I would say I was early 20s, but Regine Velasquez is known for having a soprano pop voice.
Mm-hmm.
But for this album, she only chose songs that are low-key. And so, yeah, that's right. So I love that. The other thing is, I could be mistaken, but I think I first heard about this song from the movie Carrie. And I know that's, for some, that may be a scary movie. But what struck me with the movie Carrie is this young woman who just wanted to belong and to be felt loved, even though she was different.
Mm.
So to me, that's what this song represents. Cool.
What did you all think of that, by the way, friends? Sean, Kelly, Matt?
I enjoyed that song.
I liked it.
I thought it was a good song. I like both versions. I am familiar a little bit with the Janice Ian version. Cool. Why don't we keep moving along? I think, Sean, you have a question? Hold on. Let me turn your microphone on. There you are.
When and where did you hear about the Camp Hill communities, and where did it take you?
Yeah, well, so my husband David and I met in the Philippines. My husband David and I are both anthroposophists, so students of anthroposophy and Rudolf Steiner, and there was a Asia-Pacific conference for anthroposophists in 1998. So I've already known David for maybe 1.5 years. And then he, of course, said, well, how could we be together? Should he move to the Philippines or should he move to the U.S.? And I said, well, I have everything here in the Philippines. This is where my family, my work, my friends are. But then he said, maybe you want to spend a little time in the U.S. at the Campbell community. I've never heard of the Campbell community before.
Yes.
Until that time. And I originally joined Camp Hill as part of what is now known the Camp Hill Academy. I thought that I could extend my academic experience because I was studying clinical psychology then by moving to a Camp Hill community and studying about special education, which is was in Beaver Run. So that was my first encounter
and
with Camp Hill.
I'm also working the controls here and the mic levels in case you maybe didn't say it. Beaver Run is in Pennsylvania.
Yes, Beaver Run is in Pennsylvania, and that's my first Camp Hill community.
It's about 50 miles west of Philadelphia. But yes. What year was that again?
When that was in 2000.
2000.
This year is my 25th year in the U.S.
25th year. And you, again, you and your partner, husband, David, met when? What year?
In 1998.
1998.
In the Philippines. Yes.
Yeah. And look where it's taken you.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're not naturally a traveler. You've mentioned this to me. You're not actually a traveler, but yet you've come halfway across the world.
That's true. That's true. I was really, you know, I have relatives in the U.S., but I've never visited them. They've always visited us.
They came, yeah.
So at that point, I've never traveled outside the Philippines.
That takes us, I think, to your question, Kelly. Yeah.
Tell us when you first came to the United States and what were some of your first impressions of America?
So I first came to the U.S., I still remember to this day, March 28, 2000. And my flight took me to JFK.
It's 25 years now.
Yeah. So, and my first impression was that New York City, it's just really literally the city that never sleeps. There were lots of lights. And then coming from the Philippines, a small country, driving, you know, with my husband to Pennsylvania, my first impression was that the U.S. is so big. There were 8 lanes just on one side, you know, driving, you know, in one way. So that's my first impression. But also I want to share something here because I came during the Holy Week. Remember, I'm a Catholic and Holy Week is a big tradition for me. And when I came, of course, it was early spring and all the trees were barren. It was bare, no leaves in the trees. And then eventually, of course, the leaves were coming back up. And as a still traditionally Catholic, I thought, wouldn't it be, this would have been so impressive for a young Catholic boy had I known that during the Holy Week time, there is literally resurrection, because then with the spring comes the trees coming back alive with their leaves. So,
yay.
I thought that was really, that's one of my first impressions.
Yeah, and we've had, that's beautiful. And we're recording this in the middle of winter here in upstate New York. We've had a winter, boy, I tell you. And it's Valentine's Day. So everybody will be listening to this after Valentine's Day, but if you celebrate. Did you want to go again, Kelly?
Yeah. What drew you to Camp Hill Hudson, and tell us about the Chime Choir?
I think this was a 5-year in the making joining Camp Hill Hudson. So David and I had just been in a Camp Hill in Vermont for 4 years, and we thought we should move to Columbia County because our daughters lived in one in Vermont, another one in Pennsylvania, and another in Massachusetts. And we thought Columbia County would be central, right? So I actually had conversations with the then leadership of Camp Hill Hudson, Cam Bellamy and Nathan McLaughlin. Yay, yay, yay. Shout out to them. And they were looking for a program director. I interviewed with them. at the same time, because I was looking for work, I also interviewed with another Campbell community that was at Campbell Ghent. Now, what I heard was that on the night that I was supposed to be offered a job at Campbell Hudson, Campbell Ghent first offered me a job. That's what I heard. So I would have been part of Campbell Hudson already 5 years earlier, but it was not meant at that time. I do want to say what drew me to Campbell Hudson is its openness to diversity, to love, to community building, because it's a very unique Campbell community. Many of our Campbell communities live together in, you know, in a land that they own, whereas most of us live within Columbia County, and we gather together and form community that way. So that really drew me to Campbell Hudson, this interest in community building.
Hey, yay for Columbia County,
upstate
New York, and Greene County, where we are in the Catskill studio right now here on Main Street. That brings me to a question I wanted to ask you. So you're literally coming up on your 25th anniversary next month in Camp Hill. Camp Hills are, at least in this area, fairly known in Columbia County, but may not be as well known in Greene County. But in all your years of service to Camp Hill, what would you want the general public to know about Camp Hill?
I think what I would like people to know is that it's a community open to all. When people hear about Camp Hill, and maybe when they visit our website, of course, they know that we support people with special needs. But over the many years that I've been in Camp Hill, I know that we don't just support people with special needs. We support each other, all of us in community. You know, I've been supported in many ways. So for example, early in my time at Campbell Communities California, I wanted to go back to graduate school, and they supported me there. I know that we have many Campbell coworkers who live outside the U.S., and Camp Hill supports them to make sure they maintain their connection with their families abroad. When during the pandemic and everything was closed, we supported each other just to keep our, you know, connection with each other. So to me, that is the big thing about Campbell that I want people to know. We support everyone as part of our community.
Okay. Well, before we go to the next question,
sure.
We forgot to mention about the chime choir. I said, tell us about the chime choir.
Oh,
yes, the chime choir.
I love the chime choir. The handbells and the hand chimes have been adapted by Camp Hill as our instrument of choice, because with the handbells and the hand chimes, you can't quite create a full score of music on your own. You need many people. And that's why it's a choir. All of you are part of the hand chimes choir. At some point, Kelly, you were also part of it. And you know, we all need each other to make beautiful melodies and harmony. That's what drew me to the hand chimes choir. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, so Matthew, I think you have the next question.
Yep.
And then I'm going to say something about the WGXC Appreciation Week. But Matt?
Arnold, you are very social. You know how to have fun and how to have a fiesta party, and you are very good. So I want to know, what kind of music do you like to hear at parties?
Thank you. I think I'm stuck in the 80s. So a lot of the songs that I love was music from when I was growing up. So that would be the 70s and the 80s and maybe early 90s before I joined Camp Hill. And then I'm no longer listening to pop music. So one of the music that I love, I think I sent it to Michael also. This one is called "These Boots Are Made for Walking."
Yeah, that is one of your favorite songs. Okay, we got it queued up. We'll play a few minutes, a minute or two of this. Well, it's actually not very long. But this gets you grooving. And we have a Valentine's party tonight at Camp Hill Hudson. We're playing the music video, which I don't think I've ever seen. But
you keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Okay, well, there's a little bit of a snippet there. We'll be doing some go-go dancing later tonight, with it being Valentine's night. Yeah, that's definitely grooving. Yeah, 80s music, I'm there all the way as well. Well, maybe just name one of your favorite 80s songs.
Well, one of my favorite bands is Culture Club.
Oh, yeah.
So Karma Chameleon would be one of them.
Oh, yeah.
I also
Boy
love
George.
Wham, right? With George Michael. I love that. Bananarama, that's another band. So really, pure 80s. I'm an 80s kid.
Awesome. Yes, indeed. Now, the one thing I want to mention here, while we still have some airtime on the radio, is it's WGXC Appreciation Week. So I need to go to this first, guys, to get this in. So we thought it would be nice if the Live by Life group could share in a few words or even one word what it is we appreciate about WGXC. And, you know, Jared, who is a friend of ours, has his own Sugar Shack music show. I can say I was listening to it the other day. I really liked, I do like the Sugar Shack show. Kelly, Matthew, Sean, any words of appreciation for the, how about being in this studio? Yeah. Go ahead.
WGXC is very interesting experience for me to interview a lot of people. Arnold is very famous and genius guy. He is always calm to listen to everything we say and asking a very nice question. WGXC is the best workshop I have been in forever. Thank you, Hoy.
Well, my impression is I love the studio here.
In Catskill.
In Catskill. I love coming up with interesting questions for our guests, and just the whole aspect of it is super cool.
Amen to that. Sean Mack, any words or one word?
It's interesting experience interviewing people and coming up ideas for shows.
Yeah, coming up with ideas for shows, and more than one occasion, two different staff members here at the studio have said that you've got a great radio voice, Sean Mack.
So. Lots of music ideas too.
And yeah, so that's our extending our appreciation to the WGXC staff. Meredith Cooey, I hope I pronounced your name right. Thank you so much for all the information you share via email when I'm not quite up to snuff on all the emails you send. But we're doing our best, and we appreciate your efforts and everybody else behind the scenes. Yeah, and we're going to keep chatting here, even though maybe going live we might be cut off. But you can hear the additional part of this broadcast on the wavefarm.org website under the Live by Life program. So Sean, you wanted to ask a question. Yeah.
What are some of your favorite films?
So for the quintessential 80s, well, not quite an 80s film, where you can hear a lot of 80s songs, Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion, which I heard might have a part two coming up. Yes.
I did hear about that. Yeah, yeah. What's the overall theme there, plot? Yeah.
There are these two girls in high school, and they didn't quite make it in life. But then they're going to a high school reunion, so they pretended that they invented the Post-it notes.
Okay. Never thought I'd ring a bell for Post-it notes, but there you go. I do remember seeing the previews, but I didn't actually see it. But thumbs up, 4 stars for you? Okay. Okay. And Matthew is going to ask, question.
Tell us some of your favorite Filipino dish.
Okay, this would be simple because my favorite Filipino dish is called kare-kare. And it's a peanut sauce with different kinds of vegetables and different kinds of meat of your choice. It could also be seafood. It could also be vegetarian, but I love it. I miss it so much.
Okay, say the name of it again.
Kare kare.
Everybody, let's say that.
Kare kare.
Kare kare. All right. Maybe at a community dinner on a Tuesday. Yes. Who knows? And I thought too, maybe to wrap up, if you wanted to announce anything that Camp Hill Hudson is hosting, you know, I mean, we are having a Valentine's party tonight, but the show is going to air after this. But also enrollment opportunities, et cetera.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, Sean, Kelly, and Matthew are part of our community, and they all participate in our day program. And to anyone listening out there, we have openings in our day program. We would like to admit 3 more individuals to join us full time. And our day program runs Monday to Friday from 9 to 2 p.m. And we have lots of variety of activities. Theater, this radio group. We have hand chimes. Yes, we volunteer in the community like at Salvation Army. We go to the library. If any of that interests any of your listeners, please get in touch with us on our website, or you can also email us at info@camphillhudson.org.
Thank you so much, Onat.
Thank you, Onat, for joining us, for joining WGXC Group. We have Michael Patrick Hoy, leader of WGXC, Sean McDonald, Kelly A. McCon, and Matthew Winnie Harrington. Please listen to our show 94.7. Good morning and happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, happy Valentine's, happy winter, and hopefully this is a nice dedication for Valentine's. It's another song, a favorite song of Onat's. Love moves in mysterious ways. Yeah. You want to say anything as we close out? Yeah. We'll close out.
This is the theme song of my relationship with my husband, David.
Oh,
so
wow.
Shout out to my husband, David. I love you.
Live by life, WGXC.
Heaven knows love is just a chance we take. We make plans, but then love demands a leap of faith. So hold me close and never, ever let me go. 'Cause even though we think we know which way the river flows, it's not the way love goes.